Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Chupos.
And Sister Amen.
I caught Sister Amen taking a drink of water.
Right.
Hope you're all doing well today. Sister Amen, we had a really good day today.
Always good in the Lord.
Amen. We traveled, we got close to our preach for this weekend, and we're always thankful in van life when we arrive safe somewhere, so we never take that for granted. We were talking about being thankful, so I always try to thank the Lord for what he's done in us and what he does through us and what he does for us when we arrive safe in places, because we could be broke down somewhere or crash. So we're always thankful when we get and arrive at a nice safe place, and we had a good place here today. Nice empty parking lot where we're parked with Brother Cool right across the street, or right across the other side there.
Yeah, and think about this, sisters. We bring our house with us and everything we have.
Yeah, amen.
You know, so if we get in an accident with it, there would be a little bit of flesh killing to be
had. There would.
It's not like your vehicle, you know, that would be flesh killing, but you might be able to, you know, find other transportation. Ours would be transportation and housing.
We lose our house and all our belongings that we use on the road. So
it's all of the Lord. So
yeah, amen. So
whatever
we just
he
trust.
Allows, yeah, we'll learn from no matter what happens.
We've driven around the earth like 4 times according to mileage, and we haven't crashed yet, so.
Nope. Yeah. Nobody's run into us.
Sister Amen, what's on your mind today? Do you have something? I know you do have some things to share. I can start out real quick.
Oh, however you want.
I'll start out. I got an email from a man today. He was asking about a false ministry. So him and I started talking about the gospel first. And I just wanted to say, whenever you look at a ministry and you go to test them, real quick, always look at what gospel they preach right off the bat. Can you even find the gospel? If you can't find the gospel on their website, there's a sign. If they don't preach a biblical gospel, run from them. Check out the gospel, don'tperish.com. Test it to God's word. Do they keep pagan holidays? Do they sell the things of God? Are they feminized, having lady pastors or women doing feminist ways? Are they worldly? You can look at a few critical things and you quickly find out. Did I mention, do they sell God's truth? Yeah. You can look at a few things and find out whether they're biblical or not, whether to listen, take truth from them, or run from them.
Yeah, that can be done in just a matter of
a few
minutes, really.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. Yeah. If you know what a real $20 bill looks like, if somebody hands you a fake and it's got different colors on it, you know the fake. And so if you know the real thing, you can spot the fake real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that was my word to him about the false ministry. So hopefully that'll set him straight, and him and I are still communicating and going over the gospel. What's on your mind, sister?
Well, how was this morning?
this morning
was awesome. Yeah. Before we even left,
you got to witness.
I was walking across the parking lot, tossing out some garbage, and I walked by a car with a woman in there. She was just getting out of the car, and I walked over kind of closer to her. I said, "How you doing today?" She said, "Good." I was just being, you know, see if a door opens or whatever. And she said, "Hey, I heard your husband walking through the parking lot preaching on the phone, and I like to hear it." And I said, "Well, that's awesome. You're going to like this then." And I give her a gospel card.
Can I break in right here? She was the one that was camped just a few doors down from Brother Cool last night, car camping.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know how long I was there, but I was there...
20 minutes.
Yeah, and basically I'll just summarize it from A to Z, from every single bit of the gospel to warning about man-made religion coming out of the world. And then I really went over the gospel really well with her because she'd never heard about being born again. She had the fundamentals of... what the evangelicals do, you know, for the faith in Christ, his shed blood, his death, burial, resurrection, and I expounded on how his blood washes our sins if we repent, and I went into that in good detail, and we talked about being born again, and I kept rounding it up in the conversation about seeking after him, because if you're not born again, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God, and I kind of quizzed her on some of the things that we talked about, and she was listening, she got it right. And I asked her, I said, "Do you have a Bible?" She said, "No, but I'd like one." And so I walked back to the van and got her a Bible. And we had our number in there and our email address. And hopefully that will help her to seek deeper, because she lives in her vehicle. She said she didn't take anybody's money. She has money that comes in from whatever source it was or whatever. She says, "I make sure I live off of that." And I said, "You know, you might be closer to the kingdom of God than some of these hypocritical people going to church." I said, "Sounds like you left everything behind, or much of it." She said, "Yeah." She said, "I hate TV. I hate movies." And she listed a bunch of the worldly things. I said, "Do you see this as Satan's kingdom?" She said, "Absolutely." I wasn't even finished with the sentence. And she said, absolutely. And so that was a good way to go back and reiterate about Satan's kingdom and God's kingdom and how you must be born into God's kingdom. So,
I can't remember. Did she claim a faith in Christ or not?
She didn't really say anything. Okay. She said she wasn't raised in the church, but right. she knew,
nice.
If you want to say, the basis of it. So yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And then
good job, Sister Owen.
I did want to say this. One of the brothers said this tonight, and I thought it was so plain and simple. If we have faith, we will be faithful.
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice, simple.
Yeah, there's faith and works right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I didn't know if you had other. I had like a couple other things.
Yeah, we also got informed today. I thought this was interesting. Mm. We saw a blurb from a woman that kind of trashed our ministry and us and said all kinds of false things about us. And that used to get to us when we first started doing this. But you know what? Now we just test what somebody says, make sure that what they say isn't true, test to make sure we're in the truth. And after that, we just rejoice because we're being lied about for Christ's sake. And he said, rejoice when that happens. Great is your reward when they speak and lie about you, because they did it to him. They're going to do it to us. They call us all kinds of names, call us a cult, but they can't bring scripture. They can't back up anything they say, and so we just stand fast at God's word. It's like a water off a duck's back. Doesn't bother us one bit.
You know, it's funny you say that, because when I was talking to the sisters, one of them said something about rejoicing in persecution. And I said, you know, that's something I'm going to ponder about, because we've been doing this long enough to where when somebody does that stuff, like what you said, kind of rolls off our back, I forget to rejoice.
Yeah.
I don't let it affect my flesh, you know, when they do that stuff, but I forget to stop and go, hey, wait a minute, we need to rejoice and give God glory for it.
Like Peter and them beaten because they're preaching Christ, and they were rejoicing because they were counted worthy to be beaten for Christ.
Right, so we don't want to just roll with it.
Right.
We want to rejoice because of it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is a good thing. What's your other point, Sister Almond, you wanted to share?
Well, you're going to be doing a teaching on unmerited grace, and I didn't want to go into the details of it, but I wanted to use that concept of...
The evangelical concept of unmerited grace.
Yeah, unbiblical.
Yeah.
And how they just pull it out. And I thought I'd throw a few more of them out that are the common phrases and mindsets that people have that aren't even biblical.
Yeah, so they kind of make up phrases that are not biblical. They use words that aren't biblical, and they add it to doctrine, and it's not really true doctrine.
So how about imminent return?
Yeah, imminent return. They tell you that Jesus can return at any time. That's not true. He comes at the end of the tribulation.
Unconditional love.
Yeah. Now, one Bible verse teaches God's love is unconditional. The covenants are always conditional. God did, we must do. Christ did, we must do.
Grace alone.
Yeah, not one verse teaches grace alone, faith alone. James says we're not saved by our faith alone, but our works actually justify our faith, James 2.
Yep, faith alone was one of them, but you just said it. God loves the world.
Yeah.
God loves you.
Yeah, God loves you, God loves the world. Yeah, John 3:16, he did, God so loved the world, it's a past tense, one time, but then Psalm 5:5, Psalm 11:5 says God hates the wicked, hates those who are workers of iniquity, hates the violent. So you either get the love of God in Jesus via the gospel, check it out at Don't Perish, or you're going to get God's hatred and wrath, either one or the other. God will love you if you're in Christ. If you're not, he's going to judge you and put you out into weeping and gnashing of teeth.
How about this one? By grace you're saved.
Yeah, by grace you're saved. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, by grace you're saved through faith. We just talked about what is a biblical faith. It's a changing of your allegiance. You follow, you obey. It's not just a mental ascent. It's a turning to Christ by faith, and then you conform your life to him. It leads to repentance, and your whole life is transformed. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You don't really believe in Jesus if you're not following him and obeying him.
Right. And here's one. Technically, they got part of it right, but the word, when I say it, conjures up something. Rapture.
Yeah.
It brings up.
Yeah.
Here, go ahead.
Yeah, rapture doesn't even appear in the Bible, but it means taking up. 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about the taking up. But they have it all wrong. They have a pre-trib rapture coming, and then Jesus returning officially at the end. That's not true. He's coming for us at the end of the tribulation. First Corinthians 15 tells us that, and Matthew 24 tells us that. So rapture is a kind of get out of tribulation for the churchianity people, that's not going to happen. They're going to have to go through the tribulation, and God's people are going to have to suffer the wrath of Satan. Not God's wrath, but we will be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb one day when he comes back and takes care of evil and puts Satan where he belongs, in the lake of fire.
Right. And I just thought of another one I didn't have on the list. So I'm going to quiz you on this one. See, I might not even say it right to where you understand it. Here's one. Once saved, always saved people say this about people who walk away from the faith.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm going on that one?
Yeah, you mean they say they were never of the faith?
Yes, that one. They use it.
Yeah, that's another lie, because they say, anybody who ever leaves the faith never was of the faith. So they'll say, like, if somebody goes into sin and turns away from the faith, or just goes into sin, they go, oh, they never were of the faith. And so I just always ask them, so you mean Christians can't sin? And they just look at you with a dumb look on your face, and I go, you never sin? And that absolutely isn't true. The Bible clearly says that we can choose sin and fall away from the faith. We can choose to leave the faith and apostasy. The Bible is full of warnings, like James 5, where he says, if you turn a brother from his sin, you save a soul from death.
Right.
That's just one example. There's many of them.
And I just thought of another one. And these are the phrases that they use to abuse. They're wrong.
Yeah.
They're wrongfully used. How about this one? Or something they focus on a lot.
Yeah.
Two ordinances.
Yep. Yeah, the evangelicals teach. Yeah, you see it all the time on their websites when we test them. Two ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper. And it's like the Lord has ordained, over 1,000 commands in the New Testament. That means love each other, rebuke each other, exhort each other, you know, break the bread, be baptized. And they pick two. Two. That's it. That's all. The only parts that they obey, that of all the New Testament and pre-Torah, they just pick two things. I don't understand that. God's gave us many things. Paul says in 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. Paul handed down many traditions. Go read the whole New Testament.
Yep.
A lot more than two.
Yep.
So, yeah. It's good to test all these things, because they're following man-made religion and they're deceiving people. It's all rooted in lies. Who's the father of lies? Satan.
Yeah, there's probably lots more, but those are just like
the main ones that we hear. Yeah. Good job. We actually have a link at the top of our page calling Denominations Are Deceiving You, and our denominations are lying to you, and we list a whole bunch of them.
Lies that they say.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else, Sister Emma?
I was looking at through the Psalms, and I saw Psalm 18:1, and I was just thinking about how short this one is, but how packed full it is.
18:1.
Yep. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And I was just looking at that, and I was thinking, if we're going to love him, we already love him.
Yep.
So we love him. We're going to keep loving him.
Yep.
It states he's our Lord, and he's our strength.
Yeah.
So just in those 7 or 8 words, there's like a huge,
big
pile of edification and encouragement and glory to God. I love that.
Yeah, you see the covenant in there. God's doing his part. He's giving us strength, and we're doing our part. We're loving him.
Yeah, I love that.
You always see the faith and works, the covenant always acted out.
Yep.
Yeah. You have a scripture verse to share for us, share with us today?
I do, my ending one. I have 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And that just pretty much said it all right there, whether it be good or bad. So let's make sure that we're not doing the bad and we're doing the good.
Yeah, brothers and I were talking. We put up a bunch of good audios in the Ecclesia gathering area. One on Psalm 11, one on faith, and then one we talked about was being tempted. And in there we were talking about how people are either going to be doing good before the Lord, or they're going to be living for Satan's kingdom and living in their flesh. So that's a good point. What are we going to do, good for the Lord, or are we going to do evil? Choose this day whom you'll serve. You're going to serve God, or you're going to serve mammon, and you're going to serve your flesh.
Right. Why were we created? Well, for many reasons, but for one was to be zealous for good works.
Good works, Ephesians 2.
Good works,
yeah.
Not bad ones.
Amen. Yeah. Tomorrow we have to travel a bit and get to our town for our preach we're going to do on Saturday. So we're looking forward to that. Hopefully, the Lord, looks like the weather's getting nice. So we're actually going to get some sun. We haven't had sun for about a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be good. And talking about imminent return of the Lord, I thought I'd just share this verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-6 are these verses. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-6. But of these times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for ye yourselves know that perfectly the day of the Lord shall cometh as a thief in the night. That's Christ's return. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them, as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. I like that. That day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of light and the children of the day, and we are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. So he's saying, doesn't mean not physically sleep. He's saying in your faith life, don't be sleeping. Be diligent. Have your armor on all the time. Be sober and be watching. And Amen. Be looking for the Christ's return at the end of the tribulation. As the world gets more evil, we see every day, obviously every day we're getting closer and closer. So I would just encourage you all, if you claim his name, to be looking and thinking about his coming. That's a culmination. We're going to be studying the book of Revelation. That's the culmination of the whole Bible, is the revelation of Jesus Christ, everything he's done, his victory, the new heaven, the new earth, vanquishing evil, giving promises to his people. That's a glorious time to look forward to. Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes on that and be thinking about Christ. He's our hope and the Savior. He is on the way one day.
Amen. Praise God.
Hey, we love you all. I hope that has edified you. Check out those Ecclesia Gathering audios. Those will help you. I think Sister Amon puts a video up today of our travel again.
And another video.
And of what?
What do you think? I'm always putting flowers up.
Oh, flowers. Yeah, she got more flowers.
Yeah, it was more pretty flowers. God's creation.
The sisters love putting up flowers. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, check out those videos. And we hope that's been a blessing to you. And we hope to come to you again tomorrow. Yeah, what's up?
You forgot to ask me if I have one more thing or anything.
I think you have one more thing. I was going to ask you that.
Oh, okay.
You always have one more thing.
Maybe I jumped in before you were done.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask you that.
I got to send love to my sisters and the brethren out there.
You had a good sister's call today.
Oh, yeah. Very good, yeah.
That's edifying, isn't it?
It is. Lots of different topics and just let it go where the Spirit leads.
Sharpen your swords.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, till next time, go out. Godspeed to his ecclesia. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. God be praised.
Amen.